The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Everybody, welcome to Daily Pop. It is Friday, so let's get this weekend started. Kourtney and Kendall are getting real about life in the Kardashian family and spilling secrets about their dating lives. On the Sibling Rivalry podcast with Kate and Oliver Hudson, Kendall dropped this bit of wisdom about what it's like and what it takes to bring someone new into the Kardashian world. Mm.
We're like a package deal.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like when one of us does something, it kind of reflects on all of us. So there's not that like, you know what? Screw you. You go deal with it. It's your problem. Did it? Because it's kind of anything that we all do. It's like all of our problems. I mean, we joke about like when you date one of us, you date all of us.
Oh, we know what it takes. It takes someone special, right? To enter that big, famous Kardashian family and become part of it. Could you do it? Could you date a Kardashian?
You know what? After 14 years of getting a manual on the family themselves, I think I could date the family. What I couldn't date is America, because if you mess up or you do anything, America is on your ass.
Oh, man.
For months.
Tristan was the most hated guy in the world for the longest time.
Rightfully so.
Totally, 100%. But I mean, the fact that Khloe has clearly forgiven him and they are clearly doing great right now, it's still taking America a while to get back on board. Like, America doesn't forget things.
They do. And that's the point. That's the beauty of America.
You do.
Someone always screws up bigger than you, and it gives you a little bit of reprieve. Could you date Rob? Morgan?
Please. I've known Rob for too long to even think about that. But I do think it's probably a lot of pressure. I mean, this is an intimidating bunch. No matter how nice the girls are, which we've heard a million times, we've all met them separately. I just think, like, you know, dating an entire family, plus all the media, plus, you know, the extended, and there's kids. It's just like, that's, you better be up to that challenge. And by the way, I feel like Kendall, I didn't know that Kendall sounded like that. Does her voice sound different to you?
Oh, no, for sure. Well, now she can be herself. I think she's, like, relaxed. There's no camera around. The microphone isn't on her. People sound differently when they're just in a relaxed atmosphere.
Well, she also admitted that she is the stoner of the family. Anybody surprised by that?
Not at all. I'm not surprised. Literally, every Kardashian episode that Kendall's in, someone's having a freak out. Yeah. Kourtney and Kim are scrapping on the floor, about to rip each other's hairs off, and she's sitting back there on a gummy, just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. She's very relaxed.
I know. I mean, I've been waiting for her to talk about that because I feel like it's been very obvious to us watching as fans, but she finally is like, yeah, that's me. And I'm like, yes, because every family has one stoner, right? I mean,
I'm the stoner of this family. But not anymore, because I don't do anything anymore. But previously, that was what was happening.
You probably were. And by the way, I think Nobu Malibu is okay. There is no way you are going to Nobu Malibu 5 times a week unless you are high AF. Okay?
Justin, that is so
good,
funny.
Not that good.
It's not that. I was thinking about that yesterday. I'm like, they go so much, but like, what are they craving? Like, what
the munchies.
Are we getting?
They have the popcorn shrimp. They have the munchies.
It's that salad, the artichoke salad that everyone loves. Too cheesy for me. Can't do it.
When you're stoned, I mean, do you really want an artichoke salad?
That's all I want in my life is an artichoke. Oh, yes, girl. What about Parmesan?
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. So the battle between John and Kate Gosselin has hit a new low. John is being accused of physically abusing his 16-year-old son, Colin. According to a Child and Youth Services report viewed by People magazine, the allegations, which did not name John as the perpetrator, included hitting and punching. A rep for John denies the allegations, telling E! News in part, John has never abused Colin. No charges have been filed against him, and there is no ongoing CYS investigation. Now, Berks County DA confirmed no charges had been filed and there was no citation. Now, Kate told People that she doesn't want this story swept under the rug. She does not want her children around John, and enough is enough. Do you guys think there will ever be peace between John and Kate?
I don't think there'll ever be peace, but I think at this point, the youngest of the kids are 16 years old. That means in 2 years, they get to make their own decisions as adults in the eyes of the law. And as someone who comes from, you know, parents who are divorced, I will say that this relationship between the two of them will never dissolve. They will always have angst, but it will be easier for them to move on because the kids now can say, listen, I'm an adult. I can do this. I'm going to his house. Deuces.
Yeah. I mean, right now, John has custody of these two. And Kate, you know, as a mother, though, I also think your worry never stops, right? They can be 35 and you're still worried nonstop about your children. But it will be helpful when they get to be 18. But if Kate really feels that this is going on, she's not going to, like, wait 2 years and see what happens. You know, she's going to continue to fight John tooth and nail until that 18 comes, you know, comes up.
Yeah. You're right.
Especially if this is what her own child is saying on Instagram and to her, right? Like, if these incidents, regardless if he has been charged with anything, the fact that a child is saying that these things happened that included punching and then kicking him while he was on the ground, that's a bad situation, right? Yeah. That goes beyond them having drama and will they ever find peace. If somebody was punching and kicking my child, it would be a big problem. So I think what you were saying, Carissa, about you just never rest until that is resolved. I mean, unless there is like a permanent solution that happens. So curious to see how this sort of unfolds for them.
Yeah, we'll have to watch and see. All right, Saturday Night Live is heading back to Studio 8H on October 3rd, and Pete Davidson might be back despite saying the show wasn't good for him. Page Six reports the cast is working out their deals now, and Pete is likely to return. So earlier this year, in case you forgot, Pete told radio host Charlamagne Tha God that it might be time for him to leave the show because they make fun of him too much and paint him to be a, quote, dumb idiot. Is this a good move? I mean, when you're speaking out against the show that you're on, your bread and butter, that's a risky move.
Yeah, but you know what? It's weird. I think Chuck Lorre, who's the EP of this show, has a soft spot for people. You know, we saw what he went through with Charlie Sheen in 2011, you know, on the set of Two and a Half Men when he had the meltdown and he was talking about Tiger Blood and how he hates CBS. And then a year later, gave him Anger Management, which was also a successful show. But I also think Chuck Lorre's been with this SNL family for so long. He understands to be a comedic genius like that, you got to be dark. Yeah. You got to have some shortcomings. This is like a child to him. Yeah. So he's not just going to turn his back on Pete Davidson because he said some nasty things like, you know, oh, I might not go back. Over here, maybe they would throw my ass out, but at SNL?
Yeah, you mean Lorne Michaels, right?
Lorne Michaels. Yeah. I mean, Lorne Michaels. Yeah. Sorry, Lorne Michaels.
Okay. Yeah. No, I knew what you meant, Lorne Michaels. But the one thing I was thinking, though, with Pete, whenever he was getting, like, made fun of, it wasn't that bad. It was more like making fun of the fact that he was, like, engaged to Ariana Grande overnight. I mean, and it was kind of a unique situation. And whenever you're dating an extremely famous celebrity, you're going to be teased about that a little bit, right? I mean, that's just part of the joke.
And that's probably the exact reason why they're not going to punish him or let him go, and they're going to let him say whatever they want because he's a huge draw for the show. He brings in that younger audience. So, I mean, I feel like it's just one of the... And first of all, it's hard to work on a show with people. I mean, we all have good and bad days. I'm sure we all say things, you know, not in the
press. What do you say about me?
That's more Justin. What do you say about me, Carissa? No, but I'm just saying we all have, you know, it's hard to do something on television every single day. You know what I mean? People think it's easy. It's not easy. So, I mean, we're not the ones that are saying it to the New York Times. But
I think about it. And really, you have such a good point. Think about it. We're only three people. There are times where we get aggravated with each other. We get short with one another.
The family does.
Yes. That cast is over, like, triple the size of this one.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's competitiveness. I'm sure there's, like, hissy fits. I'm sure there's so many egos on one set.
Oh, I can do it.
I have enough of you two.
All right, you guys, up next, Paris Hilton is here. We're so excited. We're discussing her new bombshell documentary and why she's revealing her childhood trauma now. That is next. I love you guys, though.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm always putting on this facade or just like happy, perfect life.
Bye-bye. And are you happy?
Sometimes.
They say trauma, the mind may forget, but the body never forgets.
What's up, Belgium?
I don't even know who I am sometimes. I didn't used to be that way.
That's a look at Paris Hilton's new documentary, This Is Paris. It shows a very different side of her as she takes us inside her world and shares a dark truth about her childhood. Paris is here with us today to tell us more. How are you, Paris?
I'm great. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
In the documentary, you reveal that you were sent to a school for troubled teens where you allegedly faced abusive conditions and afterwards you hid your trauma from everyone. Were you afraid to talk about this?
Yes, this is something that I chose to never discuss. As soon as I left there, I made a promise to myself that I would never think about or talk about it with anyone ever.
Wow. You know, it's so crazy because I know you and your mom have such a close relationship. You guys tell each other everything. How hard was it to come out and tell Kathy that this had happened?
It was very hard. When I was at this school, we were cut off from the outside world. And if you even said one word to your family about it, you immediately got punished. And then when I was out of there, I was just so grateful to be free that I didn't even want to bring it up ever again, so I just never mentioned it to her.
And how empowering was it to finally tell this story and tell your truth?
I feel empowered. I feel free. I feel like I was holding that in for so long, and just to finally release those emotions. And now all of these other survivors who went to that school and other places like that are all coming forward with their stories, and it's starting a movement. And we are going to get these places shut down, and that is my mission.
I feel like you have been the target of so many accusations over the years. You have to be, like, the strongest person I know. I remember whenever your sex tape came out, you talked about this in your documentary, the frustration you felt with how people were accusing you of releasing it yourself. Like, take us back to that time. How did you feel?
That was one of the most painful things I've ever went through in my life, and my biggest regret that I will regret for the rest of my life. And for people to say that it was done on purpose was even more hurtful. I don't know. It's just, I just wish I never met him.
Me too. Ugh, I hate that guy. Terrible. Now,
so
Kim
gross.
Kardashian appeared in the documentary, and thank you for giving her career a boost.
Yeah.
What's it feel like to hear that you kind of made a multi-billion dollar industry based on your personality?
I'm so proud of her and her entire family. I think it's incredible, the empires they've built. I'm all about women empowerment, and just seeing my friends succeed makes me feel so proud and so happy.
You talk a lot about the multiple relationships you've had, you know, throughout the years, and now your boyfriend now. Do you feel like your boyfriend knows you better than any other boyfriend you've ever had?
Well, we've been together now. We're about to celebrate our 10-month anniversary. We've watched the film like 7 times together. We spend every second together. I've never spent so much time with a boyfriend in my life, and he is just my best friend. I feel so safe, and like I could finally, I'm ready to open my heart, and I never was before in my life because of everything I've went through. But I feel like it was fate that we met, and I am so excited for our future together.
Oh my God, he's so damn cute. We love nostalgia here at E! And I've always wanted to ask you one question. So bring me back to the moment when you're on the red carpet, you're sitting on a motorcycle, and Kimberly Stewart flies off of it. What was going through your mind at that moment?
I'm thankful that I didn't turn my motor on, and she actually turned the ignition on. So I think, obviously, when you're on a motorcycle and you press the gas, it's not going to be a good story on that. But that was so funny. We laughed about it after. Like, she's such a good sport about that. If that would have happened to me, I don't know what I would have done. So, yeah, that was pretty funny.
Oh my God. Was the greatest moment of all time.
Paris, we love you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Love you guys.
Love you. Thank you so much.
Miss you.
All right. Do not forget, This Is Paris premieres September 14th on her YouTube channel.
You guys have got to watch it. It's so good. I cannot believe Kimberly Stewart survived that. I thought Kimberly Stewart was going to die that night.
I know. That, but I can't help but laugh so hard. I'm so glad we got to see that again. That just made my Friday. I'm sorry, Kim. Okay, New York Fashion Week is underway, but things are going to look very different than the packed runways we are used to. Zanna is joining us from New York. There's going to be so many changes going on there, right?
That's right, Carissa. New York Fashion Week is definitely at an inflection point. So basically, there's going to be less in-person shows. There's going to be a lot more social distancing at the shows that are there and a lot more mask wearing, very chic mask wearing, I should add. The audiences are often going to be replaced by green screens and virtual tech. So the production that's going to be produced there that we'll be watching at home is going to be epic. It's going to be a really fun watch. And a lot of it is going to be seen out by now. So you can actually shop it from the runway itself. And when it comes to celebrities, we got you covered, of course. We've already been speaking to Sarah Jessica Parker. We've got Laura Roach, who's giving us all the scoop on Zendaya, and loads more. And we've got it on every platform. We got you covered, girl.
Thank you so much, Zanna. Sounds like so much fun. All right, you guys, after the break, Travis Scott's new McDonald's merch is selling like hotcakes. Or should we say chicken nugget pillows? Would you snuggle with this? We have our thoughts next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Travis Scott does not want you to be lonely in quarantine, so he's selling a $90 body pillow that's shaped like a chicken nugget. Travis partnered with McDonald's on their new campaign, which includes a limited edition merchandise line. It's actually almost sold out, you guys, but you can still get that body pillow. It's only $400 on eBay. I'm not going to lie. I was looking at the merch line. It's pretty good. I mean, I actually would buy some of the stuff. Maybe not the chicken nugget pillow.
That's the only thing I would buy.
If you see a credit card receipt for anything over $40 at McDonald's, please commit me.
By the way, McDonald's is expensive these days.
Yeah, you've never spent $40 at McDonald's? Yeah, it doesn't take long.
Yeah, the dollar menu doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah.
Do you have a body pillow? You do, right, Morgan?
I have three. I have a huge one. I have a medium one that goes in between the legs. And then I have a little one for under the back. The whole bed is filled with body pillows at this point.
So where is your husband?
Where is your husband?
He gets a sliver at this point. It's a very hard for me. I get up 6 times a night to pee. I can't figure out. I can't lay on my back. It's hard. It's definitely hard.
You heard that, right?
What'd you say?
She never corrected me when I said husband.
What?
Yeah.
When I said husband.
Jordan's your husband. Oh my God. What, aren't we talking about chicken McNuggets and sweet and sour sauce, which I'm getting for lunch, by the way, if anyone
cares. By the way, you should get the hot mustard, not the sweet and sour. It's 10 times better. It changes everything.
No, I can't do that.
By the way,
I can't do mustard.
McDonald's is not paying you for this.
Okay,
upselling things.
That's true. Why do you guys think people are so into Travis's merch?
I think people are just obsessed with him. His fans ride so hard for him, no matter what he does. And I think it's just that young generation who will buy. I could sell a whoopee cushion if I was Travis Scott for $7.50 and put Dior on it, and people would buy it.
I also think that merch is one of those things that just seems like of the moment and really trendy. So if you have it, you're sort of part of this club that's cool. Like it doesn't require a lot of thought process. You're like, oh, this new drop came out. If I have this, I'm part of something bigger.
Yes.
Which most of the time, merch is crap. For the record.
Yeah.
So, like, I really would invest in, like, an investment blazer if I was somebody spending money. Especially if I was spending $400 on something. I would not buy a merch shirt. I would buy a black blazer with a silk lapel to have for 5 years. But that's just me.
That's smart. I like it. You're making your money last longer.
Thank you.
It's time for some feel-good Friday stories. You guys, these are all going to make you smile. The finalists for the world's cutest rescue dog competition are in. The contest got over 10,000 submissions, but only these 10 remain. Aw, do you guys have a favorite?
Oh, my God. Go back to that first page.
Oh, I like Lisa's.
Oh, my God, her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Barry. Barry Murphy is the cutest.
They're all so cute, but Barry is the cutest. Barry looks like somebody I would have dated in high school.
Barry looks like a White Walker from Game of Thrones.
People are obsessed with the tongue hangout. Everybody got lots of tongue hangouts. I like the different colored eyes on Rosemary's puppy.
Oh, that's very unique.
I just love, like, all these dogs have, like, human names.
Yeah, right?
Which I like to give my plants human names.
I can't even find a name for my kid.
You can still vote for your favorite. Just go to people.com/world's cutest rescue dog contest. Okay, now this next story will definitely make you smile. A 2-year-old boy that has had a couple surgeries to fix his cleft lip just adopted a puppy who also happens to have a cleft lip, too.
No. Guys, I'm not ready to go into the weekend like that, all right?
I can't.
Like, keep it together. It is. I am too hormonal for this craziness. We know I was detached from my emotions. Can't do this. Too cute.
That's by far the cutest thing.
That's the cutest thing. That's making us all tear up. That's so cute.
That's actually the cutest.
I love it. Okay, and you guys, a nurse who's been working on the front lines during the pandemic was just awarded $1 million for her efforts to help others. Andrea Dalzell was diagnosed with a neurological disorder that affected her ability to walk. She's been in a wheelchair since she was 5, but that did not stop her from becoming a nurse. The Greg H. Nielsen Foundation, which supports people with spinal cord injuries, surprised her on GMA with $1 million, and she wants to help others who have disabilities to get health care. So great.
Wow.
Have a great Friday, you guys.
That's
have a great weekend, and we will see you Monday.
That's the way to end the show.
Yes.